is going down, everyone? It's time for the hype, episode number 225. I got into the Hall of Fame, as you can see. And we've got a lot of stuff to talk about on today's show. The podcast is mojobreak.com, The Hype. We're going to talk some football with the Super Bowl looming. We're going to talk some Brady with the retirement news, go over some of his cards. Burrow and Matthew Stafford, we're going to talk about his cards. Is it time for an investment in Matthew Stafford? And we're going to talk Series 1. Guys, what's going on?
And if anybody's listening to the podcast version, I'd implore you to go watch the Mojo Break Media video on YouTube.
Why is that?
You know, we have the. If you remember that bet you guys had last week?
No, we have the Hall of Fame brand ambassador here in the show with us, in the studio, ready to go. So, he is representing. Doug is representing all of the baseball writers that didn't vote for Barry Bonds.
That's me.
Yeah. Yeah, yep. There was a bet. I tried to avoid this bet. I actively tried to avoid this bet.
I was too confident.
And you were super confident and really wanted to bet something, and now you're a clown.
It's it's a clown show, bro. It was tough to put the makeup on, as you can see. Probably not my very professional at doing clown makeup, but I'm here. I did it for the clicks. Please hit subscribe. I mean, I put a clown mask on for you guys that are out there. Hit subscribe. Maybe comment or two for me. I mean, dance for me, clown. I mean, I'm about. You want me to get up and do a little jig here? But no.
Yeah, it's cool, man. Like, you say you haven't put on makeup, but I know that not to be true.
Never have. Never will.
This right here is like very reminiscent of 1998.
Why is that, Dan?
You know, going to the Edge and. The Edge is a venue in Palo Alto, California, and watching a band called ICP. And
never heard of them.
I think it was the first concert I ever went to at Doug, and he just shows up. And he's got full on ICP makeup.
So, I almost did it.
Say it's your first time, be honest with the people. It's not.
I haven't done it in 20 so years. So yeah, it brings me back to my childhood. Do it for you guys. So. Make sure you hit that subscribe button and check out some breaks we got going on at mojobreak.com. We got some big stuff going on. Brand new playoff just dropped. We'll be doing some breaks of those, so you can get those rookie contender tickets, the preview tickets that can pop out of those things, which are really cool, and they hold their value as well. Will anybody take me seriously today on this show? I mean, any of my takes, will they be taken seriously, or should I just go off the rails?
Well... I don't know. Do people ever really take you seriously?
Probably not. So less serious this time around.
I know they don't take me seriously. So I don't know, man. You owned up. You owned up. You very easily could have been like.
Could have backed out.
You could have backed out and been like, yeah, I ain't doing that.
Well, next time we're going to have to up the ante. Like maybe somebody's going to wear a dress and dress up as a female. So that way I get payback.
I was going to go double or nothing, but I couldn't figure out what. The double part of the bet.
Yeah, how do you get worse than
this? I don't know. I actually don't know. So,
worse than this. But yeah. We're here for the show, and Tom Brady announces his retirement. What do you guys think that does to his cards? I mean, we've seen a little bit of a bump. We've seen the big sale, I think it was last night, which did not go to Golden for once, which is incredible. A 2000 Contenders Rookie Championship ticket of Tom Brady sold for $2 million.
Is that that was
a
just
lot
on
of zeros.
That just on eBay, huh?
Yep. $2.3 million.
How do you
$2.3 million?
A lot of zeros.
Yeah. How do you pay that with not it being an e-check?
I don't know.
I mean,
just got it in your debit.
Got $2.3 million just hanging out in your PayPal funds.
That is good question. I didn't even think about how you.
The first thing I think of.
Is this one of those auctions where like they have to like pre-screen the bidders?
You know, I don't know. I know Darren Revelle tweeted it out that it was the biggest, the highest sale of that card and that grade. So for an 8.85, it is the championship version, so it is numbered to 100. So
couldn't even do free. Couldn't even do free shipping, though, huh?
$50, man.
You got it. You got to.
You got to make
$2.3 million, and
he needs that extra $50, man.
Better send that $50.
FedEx isn't cheap, man. I mean,
dude, you sell that card, you're getting on a plane and you're gonna actually maybe a private plane this point.
Yeah. Well,
and you have to hand deliver that, right?
Yeah.
Not gonna slap a USPS first class, like label on that. See what happens.
So he's going Southwest with that $50 fee then, probably. Going Southwest on that one.
Not gonna do it.
2.3 million. How much you get taxed on that? I mean the original seller's gonna pocket about 1.2, right? And then be in a higher tax bracket.
Right.
Unless they're already in a higher tax bracket.
Oh, you mean from the government, of course. I thought you meant from the eBay fees. I was like, eBay fees is actually probably capped at something pretty
Now we don't know if this auction has been paid for.
Right.
We don't know if it will ever get paid for. That's one thing that we've talked about with eBay for literally forever, is that you can find completed listings, but they need to be able to implement somehow where you can be like, this was not only paid, but delivered. Like
think there is a way, I don't know if to find out if it's delivered, but I think there was, remember the guy when we were talking to some, I forget who we were talking to, but they said there is a way to check to see if people paid. There's a way to check. Now, I don't know exactly how there is a way, and when I do find out, I will report back, because I'm very interested to see if this did get paid. I mean, I don't know if there was a cash option, check option, or what. You know, sometimes
Bitcoin.
Bitcoin, ETH. I mean, ETH. You know, whole
lot of Dogecoin.
That's a lot of Doge.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if there was an option for like a local pickup.
The whole market cap.
I got to take this thing off. This nose is stuff.
That wasn't part of the deal.
Oh, I can breathe now. Whew. No, I don't know if there was like a drop down, because I know I've looked for like mainly like, you know, if you're looking at cars or furniture and stuff, it's like only local pickup. So maybe that was an option. I don't know. If you guys do know about this auction and you know who maybe even sold it, or, you know, I know Probstein sold it, but if you know the person that consigned with them, or, you know, maybe the person that bought this, please put us in contact or link the article under here in the comment section on YouTube. Because I'm interested to see. I mean, it's a record-breaking option. Do you think that's too high for that card?
I think we should go back in the Wayback Machine real quick. Let's go back a decade. What can you get that card for? That's like a 30,000, 40,000?
No. I think as early as like 2005, maybe five, six grand.
I'm going back 2010. 2010, what do you think?
Well, you could get the base version. Well, if you do the math on that, because I know we bought one. I want to say we bought one. We were at the Zanker location. We bought a base for like $6,000. And those are now $80,000. So that's like 10 times the amount. So maybe like 200,000 on this one? Maybe the years that you're talking about?
In 2010.
You use the same math.
In 2010, you think this card was 150 to 200,000?
I don't know, but cards weren't selling for that bad.
That's why I was like, that's why I said 40 or 50, because back in the day, like back in 2010, rarely would you have anybody talk about a card going for like in the six figures.
Right.
It was like,
very rare.
Especially like, and I still consider this Tom Brady a modern card. I know it's not like modern, but this is still like,
and then
a pretty modern card.
And then if you're talking about going back a decade, 2010, this was the in between years where Brady wasn't winning. I mean, he still went to a couple in the late 2000s, but he didn't win another one until, was it 2013? Right. So this is the in between years of him winning his championships. Right.
You can say back in 2010 that like there can still be a debate on who the greatest quarterback of all time. There would be the Montana,
because at that point he only had one.
The Montana Tom Brady great debate. I would say 2010, you would still have that debate.
Well,
now you can't.
You also had, you know, people going after Manning more then, and
Rodgers.
There wasn't a clear cut. I mean, with Brady this year and last year, it was just Brady, right? There was the up and coming Mahomes, and there was the, you know, guys that had retired and stuff like that. But, you know, back then there was a lot more like collectors were trying to invest their money in different places. So
2011, you had Cam Newton.
Got Cam Newton, yeah. You have the new booty every year too, right? The new Trevor Lawrence or the new Joe Burrow or Herbert. You always have the new that takes away from these legacy cards. Is this the highest? First off, before I get into that, this is the best Tom. We can all agree this is the best Tom Brady. The 2000 contenders auto is the best Tom Brady to have, right? That's the grail. There's nothing that comes close.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I think second, and it's going to be coming up in a slide, is the Bowman Chrome Refractor, I believe, is second. But we're talking
less. Well, I mean, you're looking at an auto. You're looking at a non-auto.
Right.
This is number to 100. They also have the base version. So wouldn't it go like the Holy Grail card would be at the number to 100.
Correct.
The second one would be the base one.
Yep.
And then you would go non-auto Bowman Chrome. Right. And then there is a, probably like an SP Authentic. There's a lot. Upper Deck had like a handful of
them. Yeah. I mean, the thing that's interesting about Brady, and I'd like to talk to somebody from Playoff because I'm sure it was up in the air to have him sign. I mean, you got to remember, this guy was a sixth-round pick.
Super late.
So they probably start cutting off who they had signing at that point.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, and that's why you didn't see him in a lot of sets because he wasn't a first-round pick. He was a sixth-round. And how many sixth-round picks ever, you know, pan out to be something like this?
Yeah, they probably only even had him because he was a quarterback.
You're ripping that 2000 contenders, and you pull a Tom Brady in 2000? You're not stoked.
You're not
booming that up.
Well, I don't even know who the draw would have been then. I mean, they had Sean Alexander, maybe Brian Urlacher. I'm sure that it was still the same deal back then with the linebackers. I mean,
you probably would have been
Bulger, Carmazzi.
Would have been happier to get a Sean Alexander than a Tom Brady.
Probably, yeah.
Brian Urlacher or a Tom Brady. You probably would have been more excited to get a Brian Urlacher.
Probably.
Let me ask you guys a question, and I've probably asked this to you guys before. Being this card is so important for a Brady collector, or just football, mm-hmm. or just sports card collecting in general, this is a super important card. If it wasn't for Brady being as great as he is and popularizing this card, would we even care about contenders as a product?
Yeah, I mean,
well, there was Peyton Manning before him too, right? So you had Peyton Manning in 98. But yeah, I think he had a lot to do with it. I think he had a lot to do with the popularizing contenders.
Because we hold contenders autos to a high standard. Like for those of us that's been back in the hobby the last over a decade, you know, we hold contenders to a high standard. I know a lot of newer modern guys don't really look at contenders as popular. It's not as cool to them, but for us, like, contenders is the holy grail on card auto.
Yeah, I mean, and back in the day, it still had four autos, right? So it was like, you know, people that would go into shops, it would be the product. You're like, there's four autos in that box. I'm gonna buy some packs, you know. Yeah. And that's one product they really haven't changed the format of. They've kept the 24 packs. One thing they've missed the mark on is contenders is like nobody collects a base, right? There's no. They've never added any elements to the base other than making the contenders optic base, but there's never been base cards in contenders that have ever sold.
There's actually never even been like an insert. You know right? how like they'll do like the downtowns and the kabooms and like add like those SSP like inserts. They've never done anything like that with. I mean, I think the only base card that ever had value that I can remember in a decade was Richard Sherman's second year card.
Yeah.
Because it was considered
his rookie card.
His rookie card.
Yep. And he was killing it. And he had that Stephen A. Smith interview with Skip Bayless. And he was on top of the world.
I mean, that's the only base card.
It was the only base card.
Only base card I could think of.
And then I think some of them were signed, I think, at some point too by him. So it was like a rookie contenders after the fact. But yeah, I mean, contenders is where it's at. But my question to you guys is does it go up from here? I mean,
yes.
He's not going to do anything else.
Well, he's going to go to the Hall of Fame.
Right.
Without question, right? I don't really – I would have been on the fence. Like, granted, not looking for this card. Don't have $2.3 million in my PayPal burning a hole in it trying to get into this card. but I wouldn't have bought it at this time. Right. I would have actually – steered away. Look at what the market does next year when like Brady isn't in the headlines because he's not doing anything.
That's what I'm saying.
And right. And that's when I would buy it, right? Like right. I don't know why you would buy it literally a couple days before. Actually, it was the day he announced his retirement, right? Yeah,
exactly.
It was perfect timing.
Like,
a part of me feels like I'm
steering away from this and thinking that this card, like, probably was not paid for. Probably will not be paid
for. At the same time, I want to chime in that, you know, what we always talk about in terms of, like, this is, in terms of modern cards, this is the bluest chip investment you could probably make. So, I would say any time would be an okay time to buy into Tom Brady if you know what your plan is.
I think what I'm trying to allude to is I think at this point
you don't think
you're buying this to put it away for 20, 30, 40, 50, give it to your kids,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Yeah, because right now if you were like, oh my God, I have all these Bradys and I probably should. I mean, this moment in time, this next month or so, is going to be when the most eyeballs are ever going to be on that.
I get that, Tom Brady in general. Cards. And I know there's not a lot of this grade, but there is still 100 of these cards. And if now you just set the market at 2.3, you combine all 100 of those together. That's what, $230 million?
Yep.
I mean, can you imagine people that...
That's a quarter of $1 billion.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, can you imagine the people that maybe... I mean, I don't know how many original people that pulled these or were sitting on these, but, I mean, this could be a situation where somebody in 2000, which is 21 years ago, bought a box for $300, got this card, and sold it for $2.3 million 20
Absolutely.
Years.
Absolutely.
It's insane. You know, I know people don't want to talk about investments in sports cards, but, man, I mean, I don't know what kind of stock could get you that kind of,
yep,
you know, payoff, but... the other picture I have here is of a Tom Brady refractor, which I think, and you guys, if you want to put in the comments, if you feel like there's a second tier that's better than this, I think this is in second place, or how Dan says it, you got the number to 100, then the base, and now this would be the third, I would think, would be the Bowman refractor. And I tend to like this one even better because it's like him in his jersey, you know what I mean? It's like he's not in the sweatpants, or he's not in the red, or he's not in the practice suit. He's like, he's wearing the jersey. It's a good close-up photo. It's Bowman Chrome. It's kind of more of, speaks to the modern collectors. But I think when we were doing some research, there's really not a lot of these. It's really hard to get.
There is not. And I want to say there is 70 rookies on the set, on the checklist, right? Mm-hmm. And I think the chances of pulling a refractor are like one in every three or four boxes, I think. So
yeah, so it's really
there can't. Hard. I mean, there, and I don't know how many boxes.
And then you got to think the edges and the centering,
yeah,
are even harder back in 2000.
And so. it is Bowman Chrome, and I'm gonna basically throw out a question for you because I think people might want to know. Topps Chrome is what you would think would be the second one.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why is there is no Tom Brady Topps Chrome?
No, not that I know of. I don't know if they excluded him from that set.
I mean, yeah, granted, it very well could have been because he was a sixth rounder.
Right.
And they may were like, okay, we're going to go ahead and put him in Bowman Chrome.
But there is a Bowman paper of this card, too, mm-hmm, that would come out of, I guess, Bowman football. So they just made Bowman Chrome, probably the same checklist, made it Chrome, I'm assuming. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I have to look back on why he didn't make it in Topps. I know he's an Upper Deck SP Authentic. I think he's in the UD Ionics. So he's in a few sets, but definitely because he was such a late-round pick, this is why he didn't make it in a lot of sets.
There's also like Pacific. I think Pacific. There's,
yeah,
like collegiate stuff. That,
yeah,
like,
it's the crown with him in the Michigan jersey,
yeah,
as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I even think there's some unlicensed stuff too. And then – back to playoff contenders, they actually have a dual auto of him and Bulger. It's front and back. So I think people are trying to get at least $50,000 for that because it's technically a Tom Brady rookie. Would be, yep, worth more on its own, but it's got Mark Bulger on the back. You know, the great, great Ram.
I've never seen that card. Sunday. I've never, like, being back in the hobby over 10 years, I haven't seen that card.
Somebody posted on a forum recently, buy Brady, get Bulger free, was the thing. So
Bulger had a pretty good, like, 3-4 years there.
He was kind of decent.
Just going to the Pro Bowl. Pro Bowler.
Pro Bowler. Well, check it out, guys. We've got our big mixer here at mojobreak.com, our Super Bowl 56 box mixer. And it has over 15 years worth of different products. We've got 2017 contenders, 2018 National Treasures, 2019 National Treasures, 2020 Flawless, 2021 Flawless Collegiate. We've got Impeccable. We got 2009 Contenders for the Stafford Chase. We got 2009 Upper Deck Black. We got 2013 Five Star. We got 2011 Exquisite. The list goes on. It's insane. There's 41 different types of products in this mixer. It's random team style, guys. So, I mean, with 15 different years, there's something for everybody in this. But, you know, we're going to be chasing the Burrows. We're going to be chasing the Bradys. And with all this high end that's in this break, it's going to be literally insane. So head on over to mojobreak.com. The break will be going down Friday night before the Super Bowl. And we should all three be in attendance. We're going to be ripping this thing, having some fun. There's skunk prizes. We're going to give away a Brady helmet, which we were going to go do. Dan, if you want to go run and grab that real quick while I still talk this up. We're going to give away a Brady helmet. It's actually out of a blind box Tom Brady product. So we're going to see which one we get, but somebody's going to win a Brady helmet in the break. So get a piece of the goat there. We're also going to be giving away a bunch of other stuff. Every spot is guaranteed a 2020 Optic First Off the Line pack as well. Mm. So, you know, at the very least, if you don't do well in the break, maybe you get a Stars and Stripes or a Purple Stars Herbert or Burrow in your pack, right? So lots of fun, lots of different years to get in on. And literally, this is like a once-in-a-lifetime mixer. There's never going to be one like this with this much variety. And, you know, since we've been breaking since 2010, we know what products to get and put in a break like this. So it's going to be insane. How excited are you for this one, man?
Always excited for the Super Bowl mixers because it's usually when we mix in, like you were saying, like the craziest products together. So, yeah, I know you have some favorites. You probably put some of your favorite products in there.
Like I have definitive in there for yeah. you.
Oh, hell yeah.
2015 definitives in there. 2008 Letterman. We haven't done that one in a while. That's a fun product. It's a little wacky, but it's fun.
That's the one that has like the jersey, and then it has like the acetate where they have the autos.
Yes,
or the one that actually has the autos on the. On the
or you can pull a whole book, even though it's manufactured.
Yeah.
You may know. Is that Ken Griffey? Maybe knocking over Ken Griffey, but you know. Let's see what we got here. This is out of what? TriStar Tom Brady.
Yeah, the way, Griffey.
TriStar Totally Tom Brady helmets.
Yeah, and it's number 99 out of, I think, was that say 100?
Yeah, for J.J. Watt. Yeah, not Aaron Donald.
We've had this. Let's show Conrad. Look.
For a hot minute.
Got to have for a minute.
Damn. I've been in that location for a while.
Oh, is it from the last location?
Yeah. So I guess I'm going to open it, right?
Yeah, we're going to see what somebody, and that's going to be random through all spots in that break. So.
And some of these inscriptions are like, really expensive.
So imagine if you get like the Chiefs and you get a Patrick Mahomes contenders auto and then possibly win the Brady too, and you're walking away in a big old break and you have a Mahomes and a Brady. I mean, that could be insane. Possibilities are definitely endless. I will help you out here.
I want to see if it's going to be that Sarah High School one.
There's going to be a high school helmet in there. There's too?
They have a Sarah High School on the.
Wow.
On the...
Then you might keep it. And we're like, nope. We'll be the backyard breaks. Oh, we can't give that one away.
Be the bad guy.
Oh, man, I'm going to be the bad guy. Dan will be the bad guy.
Conrad be the bad guy.
Yeah, I'll be the bad guy.
Yeah, C-Rod actually had a shout-out on
the old box in a box, huh? Yeah.
I like that. Put Dan on the spot. This wasn't really planned. Well, it was loosely planned.
All right, look what we got. We got the hydro-dipped helmets. What's up?
I see that on this side. Black matte helmets, throwback helmets.
Helmet. You got the 1960 throwback
high school helmet. Yep. All right, let's see what we get, dude.
Limited edition with product exclusive hologram. It says Brady 101. Look for more.
Let's get that one. Yeah, we figured we'd open it up first because, you know, we don't want somebody that has the Bucks in the break or the Patriots in the break to be like, sweet, thanks, man.
And this will be random through all, correct?
Yeah, so you could have any team in the break to get this helmet. So once again, that's going down on Friday before the Super Bowl.
It is a Speed Authentic helmet.
Cool.
It's probably not the Sarah High School.
They could have used the box. You never know. Man, that box has seen better days. I see what team it is based on the tag here.
Second authenticated.
Probably not a bad thing. Look at that.
Oh, we got some little inscriptions maybe.
Do ya? Do ya?
Hit Conrad right in the dome.
Mm. Always get those good Super Bowl champion inscriptions.
Yeah, it looks like Tom Brady, obviously Patriot helmet here. And what's it inscribed? You look confused.
What's that?
That is Sony Michelle.
Is it?
Yes.
That's Sony Michelle.
That is Sony Michelle.
You get a bonus auto on it.
Oh my God.
And Tom Brady.
Yeah.
How did Sonny Michel, like, he was signing this, and he's like, hey, let me get on that.
Yeah. Well, that was a good Super Bowl, though. That was a great Super Bowl.
Not great.
Yeah.
Funny thing is, 2018? It could be two-time Super Bowl champion Sonny Michel.
Oh, maybe not.
You know what team he's on.
I think he's going to play, like, Blaupunkt Michel this weekend.
Sweet. You got two autos on there. Whoever wins that.
Oh, and it's 4 of 6.
Ooh, okay. 4 of 6. I kind of would prefer Sonny Michel to not be on there. Yeah. Kind of a letdown. Sorry. And we broke with Sonny Michel twice. I should be speaking the good word about Sonny Michel, but I think I want my Brady as a baby Brady, you know, and a Tux Brady. Not a Brady with a Sonny Michel Brady, you know what I mean? my baby Jesus with the
I like my baby Brady. I like my baby Brady dressed up in a Warriors uniform.
I don't
bib on.
I don't want to be that guy, but nowhere on that sell sheet.
Didn't make the sell sheet, huh?
Nowhere on that sell sheet does it say, and Sonny Michel. it's called the Totally Tom Brady.
And Sonny Michel.
Well, you know, you're not going to have, you know, if you had the helmet signed by Sonny Michel and then Brady offers to sign it, you're not going to just not have Tom Brady sign the helmet too, right? And then
try. Oh, you think Sonny Michel signed it first?
Yeah.
And then they're all, hey, we got this. Oh, just go get the one that Sonny Michel signed, and we'll just have Tom Brady sign on it.
Yeah. Yeah. So now we got to say you're going to win a Tom Brady and Sonny Michel dual signed helmet. I mean, at least they won the Super Bowl together. But, yeah, I'm a little disappointed. TriStar, what's up, man? I mean, there's only 6 of them made.
Yeah, I mean, whoever ends up getting
that. Does that mean there's 6 Sonny Michels?
Yes.
I don't think there's gonna be any disappointment for whoever wins that, though.
Yeah,
at the end of the day,
it's still Tom Brady.
I mean, if you're a Patriot fan,
even as a non-Patriot fan, and you know I've hated the Patriots and I've hated Tom Brady for as long as I can remember as a Raider fan, I would still love to have that in my collection. Just
maybe
knowing,
it's, you know, it's
long term.
It's the clown outfit. You get Sonny Michel on your helmet too. I don't know. Maybe that's what happened. But. All right, well, let's talk a little bit about Mr. Joe Smoking Joe Burrow off in the Super Bowl, going to win one for the Bengals, who haven't played in the Super Bowl since the 80s. Funny thing was, the Bengals played the last two Super Bowls they were in, which were their only two Super Bowls. They played the Niners, and it almost happened again where they'd play them a third time. What are the odds? But I prefer to not call him Joe Cool. I know that's been going around. I think it's Smoking Joe with the cigar. That's what he does. That's his moniker. He's got it.
I can't believe the Bengals are in it.
That's incredible. What seed were the Bengals? Were they 4? Is it 2 4 seeds?
I can't recall.
I think the Bengals won their division, right?
Yep.
And they weren't. The Titans were 1. The Chiefs were 2. And then who was 3? Maybe they were 3?
No. Well, who did they play?
They beat the Raiders.
And that was in Cincinnati.
So they
had to be the 3rd or the 4th.
I'll try. Who else played? The Steelers?
I think it might be 2 4s.
Yeah, because who else won that?
The Titans were number 1. Chiefs the Chiefs were number 2.
Bills?
And the Bills number 3.
And then the Bengals.
Well, the Bills played the Patriots. So maybe the Patriots.
Yeah, that was 3 6.
Yeah.
So I think it's 2 number 4 seeds. That's incredible. So, I mean, the hobby is literally on fire with Burrow cards.
Yep.
I thought this – I put this card up from Chronicles here. You guys can see over there just because I was just floored at the price. It was a – it's a 2020 Panini Chronicles Prism. So not even Prism, but it's the Prism Black, number to 75. It is a color match, I guess, like they're saying in the listing, but – $811 for that
kind of? I love that Prism
Black.
That's
crazy.
That's kind of like low to me.
I love that Prism
Black.
That's
low to you guys?
Yeah, I love that Prism Black.
Wow. I mean, it is a better photo, I think, than his actual Prism card, maybe.
I don't prefer either black or the regular one over each other. I think they're equally as nice to me. But, yeah, the orange really pops on that, obviously. Yeah.
I think there's going to be a Prism Black release by itself at some point.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is some shenanigans here. Obviously, these are both Leaf draft cards, one number to 30 and one number to 25 that ended on the same day for Joe Burrow. And the number to 25 sold for $450, and the number to 30 sold for $3,000.
That seems totally legit.
Yeah, legit.
Totally legit.
Something was going on right there. That guy that missed out on the 451 went, was like, I'm not losing out on
this. I wonder which one ended first. Like, maybe the first one got totally shilled, and then the guy had all the rest of them after.
Because I'll tell you what, sometimes this happens, right? We lose a card in auction, and then we're like, damn it, I lost. I'm going to win this next one no matter what. Now, I'm not saying that's the case here, but I could see the guy losing that 451 and being like, I'm going to try to at least bump this up a little bit more than I would.
For $3,000, you might be able to buy every autograph card in that set.
probably very easily.
Yeah. That's definitely not a real sell, though, the 3K for sure.
But, I mean, Leaf definitely has its place early on in the season, but I would probably go to other brands. But if you're just wanting to hold on to a Joe Burrow auto, one of the cheaper ones to get, you know, and moments like this, you could definitely flip and make a little bit of a extra little profit from what you bought. Not compared to like some of these ones like you see here. Joe Burrow RPA, recent RPA, $49,100. That actually ended before the Super Bowl. So what do we think? His RPAs now, I haven't found one that's ended recently, but that might be close to 100K. What do you think?
I think so. I think we need to have a little conversation, though, just so everybody knows. Joe Burrow, his autos and national treasures are live. They are live. But they are redemptions in the product.
Yeah, they're redemptions in the product.
He has fulfilled them, but there's an expiration date on them. Panini is super good about honoring, but I wouldn't take that chance with a card that is at this price point. So if you are holding on to national treasures,
I would either rip it or sell it.
Yeah. I think right now is the time, right?
Yeah, so it's not one of those years where you want to maybe sit on it and wait for it to mature, because we know, and especially with the Fanatics stuff looming, you know, and we don't know what's going to happen. I mean, they're going to still be making products, but, you know, we don't know what they're going to do with their leftover redemptions that don't get claimed. They may make an honors product before they go out, you know, with a license or something. They may use those. So I would definitely sell or rip, you know, and I think that's something we're thinking about, too, because a lot of the products are like that. Impeccables like that. Immaculate. Burrow was a redemption, a lot of stuff.
You're safe with the prisms and the optics because it's not an autograph-driven product.
Right.
But, yeah, when you're looking at, you know, NT, you're looking at Immaculate. Like
that's
you
a
said,
good
Impeccable.
Point. That's a good point. We can actually flip to what's a good investment because Burrow is actually live in Prism.
Yeah.
And Herbert. So if you were like, I just want to hold a box because I believe in this rookie class, that's what you want to hold on to is Prism.
Yep.
So
yeah, and again, you have like the base and you have the parallels and you have everything that you can fall back on.
I would think that just one more thing about the prices of Burrow and his RPA and NS Treasures, they got to be at the same level of Herbert, right? They got to be.
What I was thinking. Yeah, he's
like,
had
if he didn't make the Super Bowl, then fine. Like Herbert still has more, have a higher ceiling. But at this point, Burrow's in the freaking Super Bowl. Herbert has yet to win a playoff game.
Yeah.
You see, you know what I mean? And that's what I talk to people on the stream about too. It's like Herbert, yeah, like we all say that Herbert has a higher ceiling. He has more potential, but like he has yet to win a playoff game. So how can he be more expensive than a guy going to the Super Bowl?
Second year going to the Super Bowl is pretty incredible, man. And after the collegiate season he had, I mean, this guy's got to be the real deal. And, you know, I don't know. If I had to pick between the two, I know it's easy to pick Burrow right now, but I think I was picking Burrow. I think you picked Burrow the whole time.
I think we all had Tua and then Burrow and then Herbert. Yeah. And that's probably part bias, but I've always been Burrow over Herbert.
Now, Herbert, I think, threw for more yards and had more touchdowns this year, right?
Stats-wise, he was better.
Yeah, and I mean, you get a few more pieces there in San Diego. I think the Bengals, with the way Mixon was playing and Chase and the defense, I think the defense was really playing well this year. You add a few more pieces to the Chargers. I mean, we may be seeing this 2020 rookie class may be just awesome, you know, for years to come.
Yep.
What does this do? I mean, on the other side of this game, the Chiefs losing in a fashion where I think they had already booked their plane tickets when they were up 21-3. They were going to L.A.
Yep.
Fans and were. Then just kind of squandered the game. Went in a hot halftime. They won the toss. Chiefs fans were like, we won when they got the toss. And then they lose. What does this do to Mahomes' card value? Are we going to see a little bit of a dip here, or do we still think he's
he made
the
it to the AFC Championship game again?
Four
times in a row. Two of those times he made it to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
One of those times he won.
Yeah.
I mean, he is on a pretty epic streak right now. If the hobby, the hobby is still going to stay on fire for Mahomes. And I don't see that team going through a downfall anytime soon.
But they're becoming the heels. They're becoming, and I don't know if this is going to translate into the hobby, but it's almost like with, you know, what his brother's doing, what his wife's doing, and then the fact that they're there every year.
This
is the first year I've actually noticed people be like, let's go Bengals.
That
like,
is, but that
more
is,
so than let's go Chiefs.
No, because being a Warrior fan, we saw the same exact thing.
Yeah.
Yep. It was like when the Warriors first made it, it was a lot of people pushing, like rooting for the Warriors, like love Steph Curry.
And when we were getting on the our the win streak too, that second year.
And then it basically turned. It was like
when we got Kitty.
Anybody but the Warriors. I'm tired of seeing the Warriors in the finals. Yeah. So like you're gonna get that. But he's still performing. He's performing at a high level. And they're gonna be good. To say that they're gonna fall off after this year, they are probably in football one of the most disliked franchises, and it's only because they win.
And that was actually, it was funny, the walking into the Rams game after a long line and having to hold the urine. Actually, I couldn't. I had to walk back, go to the porta potty because the line was so long to get in the game. Trying to watch the Chiefs-Bengals game on the phone, going into overtime. As we walk in, it's when Evan McPherson made that field goal to win the game. And it was the one moment of unity between Rams and Niners fans. Everybody was like, yeah!
Not trying to face Mahomes in the Super Bowl.
The whole stadium, we literally walked in, walking upstairs, see it on the Jumbotron. The whole stadium that is sitting there just in unison goes, yeah!
That's like, funny. That's funny. I didn't know that.
Yeah, everybody was in unison.
And you know, as a Raider fan, obviously I hate them or whatever, but at this year is the first time I've actually acknowledged how great Patty Mahomes is, even any kind of acknowledgement from me. I think they're going to be fine. Patty Mahomes is going to be fine. It's obvious that obviously he had a meltdown in that second half. He didn't play to his normal high standards, which we expect him to be Superman every single game. But I think what really failed them this year was obvious. It was their defense.
Yeah.
And if they can shore up some of their defense, they'll be fine. They'll be competing every year. He's still on a legendary trajectory to become like one of the
And that's what happens. And that's. You know, he got a huge contract, you know, and, you know, it ties up some money to spend on free agents. And that's why the NFL, when they instituted the salary cap, is great for everyone because other teams have a chance to redraft their franchise quarterback who's on a rookie contract for 4 years and then sign these pieces or shore up their, you know, in the Niners case. And that's why these guys that are supporting Garoppolo, it's crazy because it's Trey Lance is going to be on a rookie contract. If you sign Garoppolo, you won't be able to sign Bosa. You won't be able to sign Debo, but you'll have Garoppolo. So it's an obvious pick to go with Trey Lance, who's on a cheaper deal, and get rid of Garoppolo, who didn't perform up to expectations. Granted, played pretty well, but that's what you see in the NFL. You're either going to pay your guy like Russell Wilson or Mahomes, or you're going to just get rid of him and try to get another rookie quarterback in on a rookie deal. So it's good for the competition around the league. But you're seeing these teams like, look at the Seahawks. You know, top of the game, going to the Super Bowl every year or for the last, you know. And now they don't have any other pieces. It's just Russell Wilson at this point. I mean, DK Metcalf's good. But they weren't able to get a running back. They weren't able to keep Earl Thomas. They weren't able to keep some of their linemen. And you see that. And that's great for football. I think it's great for teams that haven't won in a while. That are gonna you know, be back and good. Look at the Bengals. I mean, the Bengals were a laughingstock for the last 10 years, and now they're in the Super Bowl. So
yep,
that's awesome. Matt Stafford cards is it time? I mean, should we be buying Matt Stafford cards? I mean, most people didn't even collect cards back in 2009. They have no idea that there was cards made with autographs on them back then. a recent BGS 95 National Treasures. This was before the NFC Championship game. $7,000 for a number to 99 RPA BGS 95, a raw contenders auto.
That's
$665.
That seems really cheap.
Seems like a pretty good deal.
Seems like that's like the price that like a Davis Mills is going to come out at when contenders comes out. A Davis Mills is going to come out at like $600.
Yeah, it is. That's what's crazy. I mean, that's what this hobby's all about. What have you done for me lately? 2009. I mean, man, most of the people that were collecting 2009 probably aren't even collecting anymore. So, but I mean, he wins the Super Bowl. Do these prices go up, or do people still just go, you know, I'm gonna buy Burrow? What do you guys think?
I think there's room to go up a little bit, especially if he can win. I think there's some room to go up a little bit. And I mean, we talked about Stafford on the show before about, like, you know, his Hall of Fame. Like, will he be a Hall of Famer? Like, where does he stand amongst the greatest probably quarterbacks of all time?
I think even if they lose,
pains me to say it,
if they lose, he should be a Hall of Famer. I mean, you look at his stats, you look at his body of work. Mm-hmm. Granted, he was on some bad teams. He still put up Hall of Fame numbers. I mean, Marino never won one. I actually put Stafford and compare him to Marino because they kind of had like the same type of career. Yeah. Marino is on a lot better teams, but they've always been.
Well, Marino was on one team.
He was on one team. Yeah, Marino didn't.
I mean, and I don't blame Stafford for switching teams. He really gave it a ride for the Lions for a long time.
Yeah, he wanted them to build a team around him. He signed a. After his rookie deal, he was like the highest paid quarterback. He signed another deal with them to stay.
Yeah.
And again, it's what we're talking about with the salary cap. They had him who was he had Stafford who was the highest paid quarterback. You don't have the money to put pieces around him to make a good team. I mean, you got to at that point if you want to be good, you have to hit on some draft picks.
Yeah,
I think that was the issue with the Lions is that they consistently were really poor at drafting.
Yeah, I mean, there was obviously they hit on Calvin Johnson, but which was before Stafford. But I mean, what was it? Nick Fairley didn't pay off. Amir Abdullah.
Nick Fairley, who I think was a Ram at one point.
He was a Ram at one point. Sue. Sue in 2010.
Yeah.
I guess you could say he kind of paid off.
But Sue, after his rookie contract, he bounced.
Yeah.
I think he was like.
Because he went
he went to Miami.
He went to, and then he went to the Rams, and then now he's on the
Bucks. He went to Miami. I want to say he went. He was somewhere else, but like, yeah, he definitely went to Miami. He signed a big contract with Miami. Then he wanted out of Miami, but he got his. He went to Tampa Bay and won one. But I'm trying to think, like Mikel LeSure, they drafted him. He didn't pan out. All the other receivers that they tried to put around Calvin Johnson didn't. Ryan Broyles,
yeah.
There was that one guy who I think he ended up getting like arrested or something, or he's like in prison or something.
Titus Young. Yeah, it didn't pay off either. Yeah, because I mean, it's like when you do these big mixers with football, it's like there's never any Lions that people want, right? So except for Barry Sanders,
except Calvin, literally, you know. Barry, yeah. And Megatron,
because you see somebody get a you're doing a random break and they get a Lions.
I feel like
in a big mixer they're like, oh,
I feel like
what am I gonna get?
I feel like they drafted a running back almost every year. I feel like there was a running back in every like contenders that we've
been. Don't really have
chasing Barry Sanders.
Who do they don't have a rookie premier guy? That's just is it Penei Sewell? That's the only guy.
Penei Sewell, and then like last year they had Swift.
Yeah.